الحمد لله، معطي برحمته وفضله، المانع بحكمته وعدله، أحمده سبحانه لا راد لأمره ولا معقب لحكمه، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبده ورسوله، أفضل أنبيائه وخير رسله. اللهم صل وسلم على عبدك ورسولك محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. All thanks are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I thank and glorify Him. He guided us to the best path and the sunnah of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, with no partners or associates. I also bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his slave and messenger. He sent him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to us as a favor and bounty from himself. O Allah, send prayers upon and have mercy for and bless Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his household, his companions, and all those who follow in their footsteps until the day of judgment. Today's khutbah, inshallah, and following khutbah that be given by me will start a series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Asma'illah al-Husna. So we're going to start with lafz al-Jalala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a proper noun designated to the exalted self that is described by all the divine attributes. This all-inclusive name comprises all the exalted self's attributes. So we say the most gracious, the most merciful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apart from the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, each of the names of the exalted self concerns a special, singular meaning and is a description of it. Since the exalted self must have a name that comprises all the divine attributes, and since this name cannot be designated to anyone save the exalted self, therefore this name must be exclusive to the exalted self. The word Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a derivative noun. It had been an attribute at the very start, but it became the proper noun that pertains exclusively to the exalted self, and thereupon we dispense with any other names to define him, and any other name is added to the name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we say the patient and subduer are some of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but we cannot say Allah is one of the names of the most merciful brother. The name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of the names of the exalted self and the most comprehensive. Furthermore, it is said that it is the most eminent name by which, if the human being calls upon the exalted self, the call is answered. That is why no one else has been called by that name. And this is confirmed in the Quran. Surah Maryam, verse 65, translated as, "Knowest thou of any who is worthy of the name, of the same name as he?" One of the interpretations of this verse states, is there anyone who bears a name similar to his name? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the name of the only truth, whose existence is the only true existence, the one who combines all divine attributes, who is qualified with all the divine attributes. Only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is attributed the real existence. Because every existent being is not self-existent, but gains its existence from the existence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Praise and glory be to Him. He is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the personal name for the one true God. Nothing else can be called Allah. The term has no plural or gender. This shows its uniqueness when compared with the word God, which can be made plural gods or feminine goddess. It is interesting to note that Allah is the personal name of God in Arabic, the language of Jesus and the sister language of Arabic. The one true God is a reflection of the unique concept that Islam associates with God. To a Muslim, Allah is the Almighty, creator and sustainer of the universe, who is similar to nothing, and nothing is comparable to Him. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked by his companions about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The answer came directly from God Himself in the form of a short chapter of the Quran, which is considered the essence of the unity or the motto of monotheism. This chapter 112, Al-Ikhlas, which reads, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. In the name of God, the Merciful, the Compassionate, say, O Muhammad, He is God, the one God, the everlasting refuge, who has not begotten, nor has been begotten, and equal to Him is not anyone. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة خير. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. The most beautiful names belongs to Allah. So call on him by them. Call upon Allah or call upon Rahman. By whatever name you call upon him, it is well, for to him belong the most beautiful names. The glorious name Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest and most beautiful of all the names. The name Allah encompasses all of the divine names and attributes of perfection. The name Allah is the Arabic proper name of the One, while other names, descriptions and titles such as these 99 beautiful names, Ismaillah al-Husna, are considered to be attributes of Allah. That is, they are the signs by which we recognize the wonder and glory of the Almighty One. The essence of all attributes, descriptions, and names are unified in this one name, Allah, which denotes the ultimate perfection of love, harmony, and beauty. He is Allah, the creator, the evolver, the bestower of forms of colors. To him belong the most beautiful names, whatever is in the heavens and on earth, thus declares his praises and glory. And he is the exalted in might and wise. Allah, there is no God but he. To him belong the most beautiful names. He is the originator of the heavens and earth. Prior to that, he was and nothing was with him. He is now, and after he had created everything, as he was, of course, to be precise, the temporal world prior is only well-defined in time, can strictly speaking not refer to anything before the creation of the universe, which includes the creation of time. So in fact, this is just another way of saying he is independent of the heavens and earth. He possesses all his attributes without the need to refer to the world he brought into existence, and no new attribute of him came into existence. In other words, the way he describes himself and the names by which he names himself and by which his creatures call him now exist independently from the initiation of the creation. When he desired the existence of the universe, he originated the worlds from his sacred desire, in accordance with his knowledge, as he calls himself Al-Alim, the one who possesses all and perfect knowledge of everything. He is Rabbul Alameen, the creator and nurturer to perfection of the worlds. Al-Alameen, translated here as all the worlds, has its roots in Alama, which means to know. Thus, Al-Alameen are the means by which one knows the Creator. Hence, Alameen signifies all forms of creation by which the Creator is known. About the origin of the creation, we read, He directed himself toward the space. Behold, it was like a mass of gas, dust. And he said to it, the space, and to the world, Come, both of you, in obedience to me, willingly or unwillingly. They said, we obey you with all our will. أقول قبل هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. اللهم اصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا، وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا، وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا، واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا من كل خير، والموت راحة لنا من كل شر، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، وبلغنا مما يرضيك آمالنا، واختم بالباقيات الصالحات أعمالنا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على نبينا وإمامنا وقدوتنا وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون. وأقم الصلاة.